The Organized Crime Index for 2023 indicates that criminality has increased in Africa between 2019 and 2023. Southern Africa was ranked lowest in criminality scores, while East Africa scored the highest. Data shows crime is driven by high levels of armed ethnic conflicts and presence of non-state armed groups and militias in East Africa. Rumbi Matsamba, analyst with Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime, says criminality flourishes in regions experiencing conflict and instability, while countries with strong democratic institutions have the capacity to build resilience against organized crime. Matsamba says there is a marginal improvement in crimes as well as resilience scores for South Sudan.
The reason why there's an improvement in the criminality score is because there has been a decline in the pervasiveness of some criminal markets. So a 0.17 point decline, but also some criminal markets have not changed their score since 2021. It has largely remained the same. So the situation has not gotten better, but it also has not gotten worse.
The East African region scored high on human and arms trafficking. Matsamba says South Sudan scored a high number in proliferation of small arms and other smuggling activities.
The trade markets, for example, the country does score high for arms trafficking, and that is also just in reflection to the region. So it has a score of 8 out of 10, and this score is the same since 2021, so it remains unchanged. Human trafficking, for example, the country has been evaluated as being a source country for citizens trying to move out of the continent. Yeah. And also that may have to do with its geographic location more than the capacity of the country to actually respond to human trafficking.
According to the index, South Sudan, which relies almost entirely on imports from Uganda and Kenya, has been identified as a destination country for counterfeit goods smuggled through the borders. The report says South Sudanese are exposed to health risks from the consumption of substandard untested pharmaceuticals and food items. Matsamba says Eritrea and South Sudan scored highest at 9.5 and 9.0 out of 10, respectively, for state-embedded actors directly involved in criminal activities. The director for Africa Center for Open Governance, Gladwell Otieno, says lack of action by leaders and the continued increase in organized crime in Africa should worry policymakers in the region. She says the latest index is an important tool for policymaking.
It's important that non-state actors have a very critical role to play in countering organized crime, and leaders need to recognize this rather than seeing civil society and non-state actors as a threat. They should be looked at as a valuable resource in addressing problems identified in this report.
According to the index, West Africa led in the cocaine trade. North Africa scored highest in financial crimes and trade in cannabis and synthetic drug trade. Central Africa scored highest in non-renewable resource crimes and arms trafficking, while South Africa was dominated by wildlife crimes. For VOA News, I'm Lucy Pony in Nairobi.